Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guys, we won one.
Well, we've won three, but yes.
Yeah, but it's nice to come back and say we won one.
Yeah, we won a game, everybody. Congratulations to the Chiefs.
Especially if we had to stay up late for it, then I'm glad we were rewarded for that.
Here's the thing. It's one thing that we just won a game. It's another thing that we're winning in ways that we haven't in years.
That's a good thing?
Yes, we're dominating teams.
Okay.
And actually winning by multiple scores against good teams. And it was for a while. Everybody remembers last year and the year before that. It's like, we're up by 10 points. So this is now the drive where the other team will score a touchdown. We'll get the ball back on offense, immediately go three and out. Then they'll get the ball. And our defense will have to stop them, and then our offense will have to get a first down to end the game. That's how almost every game ended for like 2 years for the Chiefs. We're winning by 14 or 13 or whatever, how many points.
Instead of just one touchdown. By more than one touchdown.
It's a crazy idea.
Which is nice.
Scoring more points makes it easier for you to win games.
So that we don't, in the end, that way, if we do make a mistake at the end, it's not so close that where there's still room to spare.
Where there's room.
How
to
about
spare.
That?
It's crazy.
Okay. I will admit that I was heavily drugged last night. In the constant, like, it's one thing after another. I needed drugs to sleep last night. So I was out.
You have a staph infection now?
So, yes. I don't know that people want to know the details about this.
Okay, that's fine.
But once you have staph in your body, you are prone to staph infections, is what I've learned. And because I had a really bad cold last week, and there was a lot of trauma in my face from having a really bad cold, that then released the hellscape that is then this new problem I'm in my head, which is your nose blows up like the clown nose does, and then it's just in all kinds of disgusting after that. So I've not left my house since Friday.
Well, you sound better.
I feel better.
Good.
That's the problem.
It's just you have some weird face infection now.
It's all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I slept most of the weekend. Also my back hurts. Like I threw out my back, which is an old person thing to say. Anyway, I went to bed early and I woke up and I looked at the game on Twitter.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Explain to me how did Rashee Rice do last night?
He didn't play.
He was back.
Cause he's not.
Oh, he's not back.
He's
I thought
back
last
next
night
week.
He was back.
I'm sure he felt great. I mean, he didn't
Oh, you
get
have
hit.
On here Rice back. And I thought that meant he was back.
That's next week. Yeah.
Next week. Okay.
So a couple of things as the Chiefs are prone to do, they created drama before the game by their left tackle, Josh Simmons, who protects Patrick Mahomes on the left side. Oddly, it just came out of nowhere. He was questionable to play. And then it was like, they don't know where he's at. He might be in California. They don't know. And like, I think it was Josh Palmer, who's an NFL reporter, said like it was a surprise to the Chiefs staff that he was missing. So this was obviously not an ongoing thing.
Do they not do like a head count every so often and just make sure they've got everybody accounted for?
So Andy has his Monday presser at noon. Mm-hmm. So maybe he'll give more details. Though after the game last night, he was asked about it and he said he didn't want to talk about it. So
one of those.
I don't know. He went missing. There were some reports that there was a medical emergency in his family.
Okay.
Which obviously that takes precedent. I'm not a fan who sits there and goes, well, these guys are paid millions of dollars to play a game. Family should come second. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it was a last minute thing. I'm very curious to see what happened because mm-hmm. I'm wondering if maybe it just wasn't handled right. Maybe he mm-hmm. called them on the way to the airport mm-hmm. or whatever. I don't know what the protocol for an NFL player would be in that case, mm-hmm. but everybody seemed surprised by it. And then at the last minute, he was out. Jalen Moore, who is our backup tackle, had mm-hmm. to play. Now, here's the thing about Jalen Moore. Chiefs fans have been waiting to see what this guy's going to be like because we pay him $20 million a year. Mm-hmm. He gets paid a lot more than Josh Simmons does as a rookie. Yeah. And we haven't seen him other than like a couple snaps here and there.
Okay.
The other thing about Jalen Moore is he slept in a hospital last night. Or I'm sorry, the Saturday night because his wife had just given birth.
And he still played.
And he
on
still
Sunday.
Played. And other than, I think, one play was awesome. Like, he was fantastic. Wow. He gave up, I think, one. But the Lions have one really, really good player on defense. His name's Aiden Hutchinson. And he beat Jalen Moore on one play. But, I mean, just giving up one when you are on no sleep, weren't expecting to play, or weren't expecting to start anyway, was amazing. The Chiefs won. My problem during 2023 and 2024 was we kept winning close games, and that led to the utter insanity online where you cannot be a Chiefs fan without people insisting that the only way your team wins is because of the refs. And that makes sense. If it's a close game, then those penalties matter more. Well, when you beat a team by 13 points, that the ref narrative shouldn't exist, but it does. It's still ongoing. People are still claiming it because the Chiefs got zero penalties last night.
Ooh, wow.
Which,
that's a switch from a week before.
Literally, I saw people, Jamie, claiming that has never happened in NFL history. That's not true. It's happened like 95 times in NFL history. It happened twice last year in January, not to the Chiefs, but to other teams. And even players for the Lions were going online and like reposting memes of like Mahomes making out with the refs and stuff like that. Cause they're bitter losers who, instead of taking accountability for the fact that they suck, have to post things like that to make themselves feel better. And Quint and I were talking about this earlier. So I'm going to repeat what we were saying. And cause I've said this for years, if you are so stupid that you think that the NFL, which is in bed with gambling, makes billions of dollars off of gambling, is telling the refs, hey, forget all that DraftKings, FanDuel, Bet365, Circa money. Forget all that stuff. The most important thing right now is making sure that the Chiefs, for some reason, win the football games. You're out of your mind. It's one reason I hate conspiracy theories in general, Jamie, is because conspiracy theories are, it's designed to make stupid people feel smarter. They're designed to make stupid people feel smart. Mm-hmm. And they also are designed to take something complex like the game of football, which is incredibly complex, and simplify it. Instead of going, well, our secondary just couldn't cover the guys in man coverage, there are zone beaters, on offense weren't as good, or man, our running game just really fell apart at the end. And here's several instances of that happening. Instead, they go, yeah, the refs, the guys needed to throw flags and didn't. So there's that.
Okay, when you're done, I have three things I have to ask about.
I'm done.
Okay, did Harrison Butker play poorly last night?
He missed a point after attempt at the very beginning of the game. That might have been the worst kick I've ever seen.
Okay.
him do? It might have been the worst kick.
The internet was once again angry at him. But the internet always has mixed feelings about him because a lot of Chiefs fans don't like him as a person. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to lose games.
Yes. He's also...
So we want him to at least do what he's paid to do.
Up until recently was the most... what is the word I'm looking for? He was the most accurate kicker or one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history. Okay. And we can think of how many playoff games we won. I mean, the 13 seconds game against Buffalo in 2021/2 doesn't happen without Harrison Butker being just nails. How many, the Super Bowl in 2022, we won. Granted, it was an easy kick. But, you know, he could have shanked it. He could have screwed it up. You can think of so many games that we won based on him getting a great kickoff. So it's annoying that it keeps happening. Mm-hmm. I genuinely wonder, and I saw somebody post this last night. I genuinely wonder if what the Chiefs should do with him is say, hey, you're injured. Like you're injured and you need to sit out for a little bit to figure this out. Like you're injured. Oh no, your ankle. We all saw you slip your ankle.
Or, you know, fly on an airplane and sometimes your ankle swells.
Sometimes it swells up. We don't know.
That happens.
And just get his head straight because there's something going on where it was really bad last night. And that was the only one he missed, but it doesn't matter. You can't.
But there's been one in every game.
Every single game. It's the reason we won by 13 instead of 14 is because he missed that kick.
Right. But we've lost other games because he's missed kicks.
The only positive about it is I think it's forcing Andy instead of kicking the ball in the red zone is instead of doing that now, he's like, well, I don't know. We can trust him to make the kick. So we're going to have to go for it on fourth down all the time.
Right.
The last thing I want to talk about is this. After the game, I don't know if you saw this. There was a huge fight.
One of the things I was going to ask about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, go ahead. What was your question?
The other one. I just noticed that there was a guy in the audience with a T-shirt on that said "Cowboys suck," and he was getting a lot of attention. And I don't know why people thought that was so funny, but it was all over my Threads feed this morning.
That is funny that you're
a random fan.
A game
that says "Cowboys suck,"
but it has nothing. Neither
has
team
has nothing to do with the game.
Has anything to do with the Cowboys? I mean, The Chiefs certainly aren't in the same division as them, and neither are the Lions. Yeah. Like, it would make sense if you had a shirt that said the Packers suck or something, but Cowboys suck.
That was
weird.
But yes, the little fight that happened after the game.
There was a huge fight after the game. What happened was there was a player, Brian Branch, during the game, a couple things happened. During the game, Mahomes scored a touchdown, and that guy said something to him because there was a flag thrown. And Mahomes is like, nope, that's on you. It looked like taunting. And a lot of people were like, Mahomes should have been called up for taunting. It wasn't taunting. He was saying, no, that one was on you guys. That was it. And then kind of flexed like he always does when he scores a touchdown. And then later, Juju Smith-Schuster laid this guy the F out with a block on the side and just crushed him. And he was mad about that. And then after the game, what you saw was this guy, Branch, Mahomes saw him, reached out his hand to shake his hand, and the guy just disregarded him. That pissed Juju Smith-Schuster off. Which I love. I love that the disrespect towards his quarterback pissed him off. And he went up and said something to Branch, and Branch just punched him.
Oh, my God.
And people are saying, oh, he flopped. It wasn't... In the locker room afterwards, his nose was swollen, bleeding. So, he punched him and then walked away from Juju, and Juju went after him. That caused the fracas, I guess. And I'm assuming based on how these things usually work out, Branch will either be suspended or get a heavy fine. Juju will get a heavy fine. Everybody was fighting, though. Everybody.
Wow.
It was
like how many people got involved? Like, it was
everybody. Like me and Henry were watching it, and he had said earlier, it's like, you know, I wish there were fights in football games like you have in baseball
like
games.
Like there is in hockey.
That'd be cool,
you know?
Like a bench-clearing brawl. And I was like, yeah, they happen sometimes, but they're wearing so much padding, it'd be stupid. Right. And I was like, and I literally said, maybe after the game. I've seen some fights after the games or some tussles, but I don't know. And then that happens. It was crazy.
Was it an open hand or a closed hand?
I don't remember. If you can find the video, he definitely hit. I mean, yeah, apparently it matters to the NFL whether you hit somebody with a closed hand or an open hand. Closed hand is worse. Well, Travis Kelce in the first game, Tier Tart on the Chargers hit him with an open hand. And so the NFL was like, well, we can't. I mean, he shouldn't get a penalty for that because it was an open hand. If it was a closed hand, which makes less sense.
Yeah.
So.
It was okay. So we're waiting to find out then what the punishment.
The punishment will be Dan Campbell. Let's see if I have the audio of that. Who's the coach for the Lions? Who's a great guy. Everybody loves Dan Campbell. Said after the game that I don't have that audio. Said it was unacceptable. That he loves Branch, but that is not something we do here. That is not going to be tolerated. Dan Campbell did not say anything like, well, you know, they were jawing all game. He didn't make any excuses for the guy. And that's what's so surprising about the Lions players is that's not their culture. Like this whining about the refs after the game, all this stuff is just pathetic. And I can't imagine that Dan Campbell, who's like, if you've ever seen him, like he is an alpha male. I cannot imagine that after he's like, hey, you know what? The refs really screwed us, guys. We got four penalties. They got none. So obviously they were targeting us. So I don't know. I wonder if the guy's going to be suspended. I don't really care because we're not going to play the Lions again this year.
Yeah.
Unless we go to the Super Bowl and they're in the Super Bowl, but whatever.
Be clear for me. These punishments come down from the NFL or from the team?
The NFL. Both. The team, and they very well may. The team can also fine you, and even, I mean, they can do whatever they want. They could cut him. Okay. They could trade him. Yikes. They could, I don't think they will, but they, because their secondary is so banged up anyway, they could also, you know, in-house suspension. Say you're not playing the next game. Whether they do that or not, I tend to doubt it.
Teach you not to shake the hand of our quarterback.
Well, it's a really bad
happens
look.
To
At
you.
One point, Andy Reid was plunging into the fracas and pulling reporters.
Oh, wow.
And you should see the video. He's like grabbing photographers and shoving them out of the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was crazy.
Big crazy. Papa's got to get involved. You know it's bad. Dad's got to get in it.
So Rashee Rice, like you said, is going to be back next week. We're playing the Raiders. That should be an easy win. So you all know that on Monday we're going to be on here going, what happened? They're playing at noon, so you'll be able to watch that one, Jamie. It's going to be good.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. I like an early game.
It's their first noon game.
720 is not good.
It's their seventh game of the season, and it's the first one they played at noon.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. It's the first time we've had a game. We did 3 o'clock a couple of times. I love those.
Yeah.
Noon's a little early, but I'll deal.
That's fine.
That's totally fine.
Yeah. All right. So coming up, we'll talk about this. Who has today off work? As it is a holiday, technically.
I'm just curious. It's a federal holiday. We're in federal government shutdown. That's kind of amusing. But it's a federal holiday. And
kids
some
aren't
people
off school.
Have it off.
Kids aren't
they
off school.
They are or they're not.
Aren't. Off school or not.
Are not. Okay. Yeah. When I was a kid, we had Columbus Day off.
Yeah, we did too.
We're not allowed to call it that anymore.
We also had, in Illinois, we had a weird holiday, Casimir Pulaski Day.
Off. We had Casimir Pulaski Day off because he was some giant in Illinois.
He trained the Revolutionary Army. And I don't know. I don't think he actually had anything to do with Illinois. I think it was because he was Polish and we have such Polish contingent in Illinois.
We
had to have
Lincoln's birthday off. Did you get Lincoln's birthday off?
Yep. We got Lincoln's birthday
off. We got them all off.
Yeah. Yeah. Illinois was awesome.
It was great. It was awesome. Does anybody have today off?
I don't know. 913-586-7798.
Banks are closed.
Yep. Banks are closed.
Federal holiday. Yeah. So no markets today. Thank God, because they were a
mess anyway.
Fire on Friday.
Give it a pause.
Just curious. You can just text it. I'm just curious to know, are you working today or not? Is this a holiday that we take seriously in companies anymore?
All right.
Right now.
913-586-7798. It's midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's outside not, of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
I just wanted to take a moment because I noticed, because girls do that, that Quentin has kind of a new look going on. I think this is the dating profile picture that we need to take today while it looks really good.
He needs to take a dating profile picture today.
I think it's a good look. It's all wavy on top and it's all nice and trimmed and neat in the beard.
I when he came in, I said, "Hey there, Mr. Haircut." At the same time, I feel like you're mothering him.
I'm okay with that. I'm almost twice his age.
A little bit, like, because he's
20 years older than him.
Do you have a dating profile, Quentin? Is that something you even engage in?
I don't, but you know, I did.
But someday you will.
I did get opinions before I cut my hair, so.
You cut your own hair?
No, before I went and I had.
I was going to say, you did a good job.
Haircut you got lady opinions from whom?
My friend's fiance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a lady opinion before you did it?
Yeah, I thought that
what
that
did
was
she
a,
tell you? What was her advice ahead of time?
Basically this.
Okay.
We went through and she, first of all, this is a question that I hope I never get asked again. She asked me what the shape of my head was.
Okay.
So I had to take a selfie and send it to her so then she could figure out what hairstyle would work with the shape of my head.
Is she a hairstylist or just a really opinionated person?
She's just a very opinionated woman.
And she's invested in this coming out right because this weekend was a wedding and it was important that this looked good.
Yeah.
It is weird how much getting a haircut changes your, like, everything. Like, it changes the head and, like, the shape and all that stuff.
Yeah, my head is very cold now.
I was going to say, you hate being cold. This was the wrong time to get a haircut.
No, I still have a lot of hair.
Even though it is, you know, going to be like 80 degrees out tomorrow, I might bring a beanie in studio because that vent is blowing straight on me.
You still have a head full of hair, man.
I don't think a beanie is going to help you any more than the hair on top of your head.
Well, see, the problem, my hair has volume. There's not a ton left on here.
It's
just weight.
His hair has volume.
So
your hair does not have volume.
No, it does not. My hair is very flat. Were you sad when you cut it, like, or got it cut?
Honestly,
because you've been with you for a while. You've had long hair for a very long time.
As I was getting it cut, I was sitting in, and the hair stylist lady was talking to me, which was awful. But
I'm so sorry.
I'm right there with you. I hate that experience.
Very
also.
Nice lady. She was talking to me, and after it was like all on the floor, she was like, "Do you want to look at it one more time before we sweep it away?"
And you want to say goodbye to it?
And I was like, I'll be honest, I've been putting off the
Yeah, I've been putting off getting the haircut for a while. I've been wanting to do it. This was just, the wedding
for
was just an excuse.
For those who don't know what you look like, Quentin, describe what it was like pre-haircut on top.
I mean, it was shoulder length in the back. It was nice to be able to pull back, you know, but it's just, you don't know how much hair you have.
Yeah.
Until you start to get it cut off. It was nice to be able to feel the sun on my head again. I'll be honest.
I remember I never ever had my hair nearly as long as you. When I was younger and could actually grow it out as much as you did. I remember getting my hair cut one time and it just not feeling like it was never going to end. Which has
like
been
what was never going to end.
Yeah, they were just never. It was like never. It just went on and on and on.
Oh, okay.
And I guess I don't know. What would bother me about it is I like the two of you do not like getting my hair cut.
I cut my own.
Yeah, and I've started doing that too. And I felt like this is why I need to get regular haircuts because then I won't have to sit here for one really long one.
That's true. Yeah, it'll be quicker next time.
There's so many things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd rather be doing with my day.
Yeah.
Quentin, it has aged you a little bit in a really, like, you look like a college professor now.
I can go for that.
It has aged you just a little. Sometimes people get their hair cut.
I get a tweet.
It makes them look younger.
Quentin does have a very professorial kind of air about him.
With the waviness and the beard that's there, but trimmed and tight.
It's a little weird that you're not a college professor.
Oh, and now I'm thinking, what subject would I teach?
English.
English?
Yeah.
Oh, something more fun.
No, English. English lit.
In college?
Fine. He'd be teaching like Literature of Madness or something. You'd be teaching the works of William S. Burroughs. But you definitely, no. That's your
persuasion
vibe.
Persuasion or something. That was fun. That persuasion. Was a class I took that was fun. It wasn't like called that. What is it called? It's called something else.
Like rhetoric? A speech class?
Rhetoric. Yeah. That was a blast.
Whatever the opposite of math is, that's what I can do.
English?
Yeah.
English is the opposite
If it's not numbers, it's letters.
I can get that one.
I'm good at that one.
Uh-huh. I get a tweed jacket with like the patch on the elbow.
You already wear the mid, what'd you call it before?
It's a medium jacket.
The medium jacket.
Yeah.
I have always thought I respect math teachers so much more than English or the fun subject teachers
mm-hmm.
because they know the kids don't like them. Like, they know the kids don't want to...
And it's hard to make math fun.
Some kids really get math, and some kids really enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But they're not like, oh, I can't wait to get to math today.
Right.
I can't wait to learn about exponents. Like, nobody's thinking that.
Yeah, that's rarely your favorite teacher is your math teacher.
And I was saying that, like, very rarely. And that's the reason why is because those people are worn down from being hated by every kid who's had to go into their classroom for the last 10 years or 20 years or however long they've been teaching. Even if it's their first day teaching, mm-hmm. they probably start off the day all excited, like, we're going to learn algebra. And people are like, yeah, algebra this.
I know. One of my high school friends is now a high school teacher at the same high school we went to, which is a little, like, surreal moment. But every mm-hmm. once in a while, he'll tell me about some of the horrible kids that he has to deal with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was never like that.
No.
But every once in a while, he'll tell me something. I'll be like, oh, my God, I definitely did that.
That was totally me.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I do feel like that I need to go to each of my high school teachers.
And apologize.
Like, yeah. Just, hey, you know, my bad.
All right. Coming up, we are going to talk about something amazing and beautiful that happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the Chiefs win, but Tucker's Parade, which we've mentioned several times on this show. How many people showed up for it? I tried to go and... couldn't. All of that. I couldn't get near it.
Yeah.
Like, it was so backed up and so crowded, and it was so unbelievably awesome. So we need to talk about something good coming up on Midday.
Wow, did this city turn out on Saturday morning? It got a ton of media attention. There was a ton of people that turned out. And lots going on for little Tucker on Saturday.
Yeah, Tucker has it's a very long term. It's hard to pronounce, but it's basically known as butterfly syndrome, where his skin is incredibly sensitive and he gets cuts and tears. And it's a very painful condition as well, as he is now on hospice. He was sent home from Children's Mercy or St. Jude's. But he was sent home because there's just not anything they could do for him.
He had gone back in after problems with the skin condition, and yeah. I think it was Children's Mercy. He had gone Children's back Mercy, yeah. in for problems with his heart,
yeah.
with fluid surrounding his heart. And at that point, now he's on hospice. I mean, now there's just not a lot that they can do. And he wanted a parade.
Yep.
And so KCFD Station 10 took it upon themselves to, and it was cool because it was purely by word of mouth. And it was purely from social media and just from people talking about it and saying, hey, let's all turn out whatever you've got. If you've got a motorcycle, if you've got a truck you can decorate, whatever you've got to turn out for him. I'll be honest, I wasn't sure he would be there. I wasn't certain based on his health. He was, mm-hmm. but I was glad that he was able to be there. And holy cow, is this parade huge.
It was huge. Finn and I drove out I guess we left the house at like 9:30. The parade was starting at 10:30. We just thought just going to be at like in a parking lot somewhere. Yeah. And they would just kind of have these cool trucks and stuff. Honestly, not knowing what to expect, but I didn't expect it to be like this. And I was flabbergasted because I was like, I know how long it should take to get to where we're going.
Right.
And the GPS is telling me it's going to be twice as long. Well, the reason it was twice as long to get to that area of Kansas City was because the traffic was so backed up getting yeah. into that shopping center in that area that it had to be like 2 miles long on the highway.
Yeah.
And I was so overwhelmed by that. Because, you know, I know it's not because of us, but we talked about it. And as soon as we talked about it, we had so many people on the text line and contacting us through Facebook, and I had people even on Twitter DMing me, which I always ignore because it's usually never good. But yeah. When I went on, I was like, who knows? Let me look at this. And it was like five people wanting no more information about the parade. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and a lot of stations got the word out about it. So it's yeah. awesome. But I literally started choking up. Like, I couldn't believe how beautiful that was, and how everybody just wanted to make this little guy in his last days see something cool and happy and excited. Because it's you know, we, if you, even if you don't have kids, we all were kids.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just the idea of dealing with the problems that he's been dealing with and the idea of having to confront things like that at an age, I'm 43 years old. I'm not able to confront that idea.
Yeah.
But to be able to take his mind off of it for just a few hours on a Saturday morning was just beautiful.
And it was such a simple thing that he wanted. You know, it was just 3 years old. You know, what is he going to say when you ask him? It was such a simple thing that he wanted. And it came together really quickly. I mean, we just happened to see the post on Facebook and then other media picked it up as well.
Yeah.
And then they had to make the announcement that there's been so much interest that they had to move it to a location that could support more vehicles being there. I saw thousands. I don't know what the final number was, but I know every major media outlet covered it. So that didn't
hurt. There were helicopters flying overhead the whole time. I mean, it was fantastic.
Do we have any audio from the day by chance? Okay. We're checking to see if there's any audio from Channel 9 or anything like that. There is a GoFundMe that is set up for them. You can imagine that his parents want to spend as much time with him as they can while they can. And so they're taking time away from work and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The goal, this has changed. I don't know when the goal changed, but the goal is now $40,000. It's up to $37,300.
Wow.
It wasn't that before. I want to say the last time I looked, the goal was $20,000 maybe or $25,000, but they hit it and then they raised the goal. I can tell you, so the last update was on October 13th or on October 7th, excuse me. They haven't put an update since the parade, but what they have said is that, and it's, who put this up here? So this was his family that put that up and they said, the Langfords have spent every moment available to them with him, making the most of his final days. They aren't able to work. They aren't able to pay the bills. They aren't able to tear themselves away from what little time they have left as a family. And so there's a place on here that you can donate. They also, there's a meal train that's been organized so that they don't have to step away to get food as well. And there's a link to that meal train if you go to their GoFundMe site. I don't know the best way to look for GoFundMes. I don't know how to, the best way to search, but at the top it's called Tucker's Story is the headline. So if you just look for that, it's put on by Chandler Langford and Eliana's Army. They've had some anonymous donations topping $1,000 so far.
Wow.
We
don't, unfortunately, this isn't something the station does anymore, but it reminds me of when we used to do Salvation Army children's shelter. And
the drive. We used to all sit in the basement and,
and
do the telethon.
And it was amazing. And it is like something that it's so easy to get wrapped up in division and polarization. It's so easy to think that we're not recoverable as a society. We're too divided. We're too in our phones and nobody cares about each other. That we're too different and we're too angry. And then you see something like that and you go, well, maybe there is hope. Maybe there is hope. If you want the GoFundMe for Tucker Langford, the easiest way to find it is just Google Tucker Langford GoFundMe.
It's the
first thing that'll pop up is the fundraiser for Chandler Langford Tucker's story. And then, you know, you'll
see a little picture of him.
See pictures of him and just a tough little guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Channel 9, Fox 4, the local people that covered it, all of the GoFundMe is linked at the bottom of all their articles. Okay. So if you don't want to even try to find it yourself, all of those are linked at the bottom so you can go to the right one.
Yeah. The goal is $40,000. They're at $37,000 right now.
It'll go way past that.
I'm sure.
I guarantee you it'll go way higher. So.
Yep.
Okay. Little bit of...
That's good.
What I come back to is it just started with he just wanted a parade.
Yeah.
And it's such a little thing. And everybody's like, well, I have a truck. I have a motorcycle. Yeah. I have a bicycle. I can contribute in that on a Saturday morning.
The funny thing was I was like, well, I mean, I don't have anything that interesting as a car. Like lots of people have Teslas. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I couldn't stand the idea that what if like I'm so stupid. What if like barely anybody shows up for this? And I One of the things you can do with the Tesla is there's a boombox thing, but also mm-hmm. there's a light show you could do. And I was like, well, maybe I could pull up and do the light show on the Tesla. And I'm there. Can't even get near the place.
Yeah.
Can't even get near it. We actually ended up going home because I was kind of like, I can't contribute to this. And we're never going to get near it before it starts. And Finn was like kind of angry about that. But I was like, hey, we need to get back. To get to the pool anyway, because we need to get there by 12:30. And yeah, I again was so happy to see how many people showed up for Tucker's parade. The other thing I think is if you are able to let that into your heart a little bit more than just, oh, it's just a nice thing we did for a kid.
Yeah.
And realize that it is a signal that there is, it doesn't matter. I mean, I saw cars with different bumper stickers for different presidents and different political affiliations. Yeah. None of that mattered. None of that mattered. The only thing that mattered was doing something nice for Tucker and his family.
We'll take a break. But coming up, there's an update from KCFD Station 10.
All right. Talk about that coming up.
Talk about that coming up.
On midday.
All right, we were talking about little three-year-old Tucker. The parade was a rousing success on Saturday. We don't have final numbers on how many people turned out, but it was a lot. KCFD Station 10, who initially organized the parade, just put the update up on their Facebook page, so you can find this there. They said, "We are beyond excited to announce this amazing shirt created by Tucker's family to raise awareness of his fight against, we're calling it EB for short, also known as butterfly skin. Once again, our friends at E2 Embroidery and Screen Printing have partnered with Tucker's family to create a design that truly shows the thing that makes him light up more than anything else." And if you go to the first comment underneath the post, there's the link where you can order through Tucker Tough, which is cute. The t-shirts are $25. They point out that, and some of them are 30, I guess they've got sweatshirts for 30. They point out also that you don't get them on demand. They're going to wait until they have a bunch of orders in, and then later in October, they're going to send them all out at the same time.
Yeah, it also has a butterfly on the front of it, which is also beautiful. So,
and a monster truck on the back.
Monster truck on the back. It's EB cool. Wear. Again, it's just something beautiful over the weekend. Can I say this? Just totally aside from everything else. My God, what a gorgeous weekend it was this weekend. I know you couldn't go outside, and I'm sorry about that, Jamie. So I'm not trying to rub it in.
Patio. I mean,
but holy cow! I could not believe it's October, and maybe this is like, hey, this is global warming and climate change. Look, I think that if you can enjoy the rain in the silver in the cloud that has a silver lining, if you can also appreciate the rain that comes down, there's something wrong with you. So yeah, it sucks maybe that it's warm this late in the year, but at the same time, God, what a gorgeous weekend it was. 81 degrees for the Chiefs game last night. It's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it was nice enough out that I did finally take the dog out for a walk yesterday morning, because otherwise that dog was going to like take my face. And it was gorgeous out at like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't so hot. It wasn't so cool that we couldn't go out and walk. The dog's outside as we speak, and I spend all day outside. Squirrels.
That's nice. My dog, if he's outside for longer than 2 minutes, he loses his mind.
She kind of goes back and forth about it. A lot of times she'll only stay out there for a couple of minutes if I'm out there with her. Mm-hmm. But then there are other times like today where she's probably just sitting on the patio, just eyeing whatever she's going to chase after next.
Coming up, a TikTok scam in Clay County. You read this story and you would think, just buddy, don't tell people. Nobody, how many people need to actually be warned when there were this many red flags? Talk about that next on midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.